Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, welcome. It is November 14th, 2012. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for spending some time listening to this show. I know we're all really busy this time of year, and there's a lot going on, and I appreciate that you feel compelled and drawn to this information. I am Molly McCord. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio, based on the blog ConsciousCoolChic.com, where you can find all kinds of information, astrological updates, spiritual messages, energy updates, intuitive messages, affirmations, just all kinds of things. So check it out if you would like to. Today's show is very exciting. We are in eclipse season, and that energy is big right now. Yesterday, November 13th, was the eclipse in Scorpio. It's a solar eclipse. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. I'm going to go through what the eclipse in Scorpio energy means for every astrological house in the chart. So I invite you to grab your astrology chart so that you can look at where this energy is going to show up for you. Now, this is important because eclipse energy does not just happen one day. It did not just happen yesterday and that was it. It can happen within a month, 2 months, 3 months, up to 6 months, and it can move forward and get triggered later on by other astrology transits. So this information serves you right now, and even if you're listening to this in January or later on in 2013, there's good information here to just keep an eye out and to know what part of your life is receiving this solar eclipse energy. So grab your chart. If you don't have it handy, you can always come back and listen to this show later and get the information then. We're going to start off the show by talking about how to end this year, this pivotal big year, 2012, in a very powerful way and move forward into next year with a fresh energy that is in full alignment with who you are, what you're about, your gifts, your journey up to this point. And we're going to look at what that means. You know, what are the 3D, what is it about moving from a 3D experience into a 5D experience? And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to do that pretty soon here. Also, I've been feeling all morning, as I often do with some of these shows, the presence of messengers for us. And the messengers I'm feeling are what I would call beings of light, meaning I don't see them as physical or even as a certain description. It's light energy that's forming their messages and information, and I'm going to allow some time to receive that message and pass that on to you. It feels very lively. I think that's why I feel so pumped up right now, is because the energy is very uplifting. On a related note, I want to let you know, I feel myself needing to take a lot of deep breaths as I speak. So I'm very aware of my breath right now, so I do apologize if it sounds really loud, because I know sometimes things can transmit through these wavelengths and sound louder on your end, and I'm aware of it. So just wanted to point that out, that I'm trying not to breathe too heavily, but at the same time it feels, even right there, I feel the need to take a lot of deep grounding breaths. Not just right now, this show, but this month and this period of time, just in my life. I feel even going to sleep at night, I have to focus on breathing more. And this is really good for me to connect with, because it means that we're focusing on infusing our body with more air, obviously. But it means we're grounding it more. We're infusing our cells with the life force that they need. And so these intentional deep breaths, I feel, our way to, we're connecting more fully our spiritual selves into our human bodies by inhaling with these deep, deep breaths that go through every nerve, every cell, and infuse our DNA with fresh energy. So that is a theme right now, and I want to share that because not only will you probably hear it as I'm speaking, but because that is just something that is happening in everyday life right now. So let's start with looking at right now. We have less than 2 months until 2012 is complete. Isn't that incredible? I think about that. I think about all the buildup around 2012 and the Mayan calendar and everything that's been predicted and just the general energetic patterns that are associated with 2012. And we're ending this timeline, the linear timeline, and we're moving into 2013. And what is happening now is, it's hard to grasp. There's just so much happening. And we are releasing our former self-identities in layers and layers and layers. Even when you sleep, you might feel that. Even when you are, you know, standing in line at the grocery store, even when you are driving, you might feel that there's just parts of you that are completing. And that's because interdimensionally, we are ending timelines. We're ending programs, beliefs, the stuff that we want to release at this time. And we are intentionally and consciously moving into that 5D, fifth dimensional experience of ourselves. And, I think it's just so, so cool. And I want, let's start with a few definitions about what that is. There's a lot of different ways to explain this, and what I like to do is just simplify it. And I think of the 3D experience as the focus on our five senses, as everything we can see, smell, touch, hear, all of those parts of us that make us human, right? Those capabilities that we have that we often maybe take for granted, it's where we look for proof for something. It's where we have to touch something to believe it. It's also where we get into duality and polarity. The 3D is where our egos can be heavily involved. It's where we can be overly reliant upon our senses. And as we are being wiser about that information and what we're gaining there, we're moving into the advancement of it. And I feel the advancement of our 3D experience is moving us into the fifth dimensional experience. And I see that as kind of the other side of the fourth dimension, which I feel the fourth dimension as a fence of going back and forth, whereas the fifth dimension means that you're really on the other side and needing and wanting to have a fuller experience that moves beyond your senses. Now, this is something that many of us have been utilizing and doing in our lives for a long time. Depending on however long you evaluate your spiritual journey and however long you look at how you've been growing, right, how you've been growing spiritually and your awareness, your consciousness, all these things that have been growing, you've been become more and more aware that there is so much more to this experience than the five senses. This is where we have empathy, psychic abilities, our intuitive skills, our ability to channel. I mean, this information or these this experience of the fifth dimension has been on the planet for a while, but there's just more of us who are moving into it more quickly and easily, and I would even venture to say more effortlessly. And that's because there is more energy on the planet that supports this way of living. So as we look at ourselves, and we are, I see it as a form of crossing over, as we're crossing over into fifth dimensional living and what that experience is, we have a new way to experience ourselves on a daily basis. It shifts and changes not only our lives, but our soul energy, our imprint, the part of us that is ready to expand is opening up and blossoming. And I just think, oh, even that visual of a blossoming flower is invigorating to me, because that's really what we're here to do in so many ways, in so many areas of our lives, is to be that fuller expression of ourselves. So let's talk a bit about the fifth dimensional life and what that would be or look like, so that you can be aware of it and have it in your consciousness, have it in your subconsciousness, and just be aware of how to work with that on a daily basis. And it doesn't matter where you are, meaning it doesn't matter if you are at a corporate job somewhere, or if you are stuck in traffic, or if you are at a beautiful spiritual convention, or if you're having coffee with a friend. All of this can be incorporated into your daily experience. So the fifth dimensional energies have certain philosophies, qualities, and traits. And it starts with your heart consciousness. Now, we think of the heart as an emotional center. This is how we've come to understand it through different human descriptions, we'll say, is that your heart is about feeling and emotion. That is true. But your heart consciousness has wisdom. It has its own brain. Now think about that. Think about how your heart beating at the center, near center of the body, the center, the balancing point of the chakras, your heart has a brain power, an intellect that incorporates so much wisdom. And this is part of what we're opening up to in bigger ways, is that we are connecting to this place for our wisdom and information, to our gut reactions, to our broader understanding of people. This is where compassion lives. This is where forgiveness resides. This is the part of you that feels love for humanity, that feels trust in yourself and in your life. This is the part of you that holds an incredibly beautiful description of faith, knowingness, knowledge. Your heart consciousness is not simply feeling these emotions. It's knowing and owning these emotions. See how there's a difference there? There's an energetic difference. A feeling is something that can be it has fluidity, and it might move through us, right? Like one moment I may feel joyful, and the next moment I may feel happy, and then another moment I may feel sad. Feelings are fleeting. But when you are working with the heart consciousness, intellect, and wisdom, it's solid. It is the rock in you. It is that part of you that doesn't sway and doesn't move. So it's more than simply the feeling or the emotion of something. It's that solid part of you, that solid essence that won't go anywhere. In fact, the only way it will go is it will expand. Okay? And that is my understanding of heart consciousness from the information I receive, from what I've connected with in clients, from what I've observed in people, is that your heart consciousness is so solid and strong. And for many people, it's just beginning. Living from that place is just beginning. And I'm feeling that we it's always our choice what energy we work with. And it is our free will and divine power to choose what expressions of heart consciousness we want in our lives, because we will each have our own. That's part of our divine energetic imprint. Our fingerprints are each different with this heart consciousness energy. And so what I would invite you to do is to create the energetic space in your life to support you. What I mean by this is set the intention every day, wherever you're in a certain situation or environment, wherever it's comfortable for you. Set the intention to work with your heart conscious energy and to have that be an opening vessel for you to live from and receive. Receiving is really important with heart consciousness. Receiving is demonstrated through our breathing. We breathe in, we breathe out. We breathe in, we breathe out. The in and out flow, the giving and receiving, is a natural part of our lives. We need that. Literally, we need that to survive. Receiving is essential. It's part of divine feminine energy. I'm doing a show on divine feminine energy in a few weeks. We're going to talk about this even more. Receiving is something that is new to many, many of us, because we've been trained to believe that giving makes us better, or that giving is a fulfillment of something. And this is true, but receiving is equally important. Heart consciousness energy allows, right? Think about the allowing. Receiving is allowing. So as you're opening up to this solid energy within you, you are also opening up to receiving more, trusting more, and having faith more. These are all tenets. Actually, they're pillars. I see them as very strong pillars with heart consciousness energy. You need to be able to receive and tap into these higher energies and able to live the fifth dimensional life. This is crucial, because many of us, raise your hand if you are feeling or know that you are experiencing lessons of trust in your life right now. I see this with so many of us, is that there's some area of our life, if not every area of your life, where you know that something's unfolding or happening or coming about, and it requires trust right now, because trust is the choice point. You can go into the control, or into forcing something, or into making something happen. You can, absolutely. Or you can choose to trust. And that doesn't mean you don't do anything or you don't take any action. It just means you're calling in a higher energy, and that higher energy is connected with your heart consciousness. And that is how you infuse your life and any area of your experience with heart consciousness energy, is that you are practicing and implementing these energies more regularly. And I always see it as like it's building a muscle. You know, if you want to build a muscle, you have to go to the gym and lift the weights. And then eventually you don't need the 10-pound weight anymore. You grab the 15, and then you move up to the 20-pound weight, because you're growing stronger with that muscle. And that is what the trust part of this is. Now, all of this whole process in any area of your life, wherever it feels right for you, is something that we do practice on a daily basis. It could be as simple as setting intentions or affirmations. It could be infusing different areas of your life with blessings of these energies. I'd like to point out that this is something that can be very personal for you, very private and sacred. You don't have to share it. You don't have to tell everyone you're doing it. This is the part of our journey where we get to decide what feels best for us. And it's really easy to share so much these days, just with social media, with our phones, with email, everything. It's really easy to share information. But I found for myself that the more I am working with the fifth dimensional energies, I prefer to keep it private because I can then focus on containing my energy, containing my energy stores, and relying on that. I see it as sometimes we want validation and acknowledgement for what we're doing, and so we give energy away, we give our power away, we do something that we start to diffuse the energy. This is a choice, of course, there's nothing wrong with it, but another choice is to maintain it in a way that you are feeling stronger within yourself and what it means to live from a place of fifth dimensional energy effortlessly and easily. For over, I'd say over 2 years now, my team, my guides have been telling me in what appears to be random situations, they just say contain. That's it. Like that's the word, contain. That's been one of my primary messages that I've received is contain. When I feel like doing something for someone, am I doing too much? When I feel like giving, am I giving away too much? When I am wanting something or expecting something, am I giving away my energy too much? And this is when I receive that one word message of contain. And that reminds me, I just need to contain my energy and live from that place and to feel strong within, because our heart consciousness energy, it is our core. It's our core essence. It's solid. It's so indestructible, but it's built on our own energy field. Does that, I hope that's making sense, because I see it as a pillar within, literally going up the spinal cord, like up through the middle of your back, the core of your body, the core of your physical organs. And it's that part of us that energetically has so much strength, but we probably have not been living from that strength. And now we are. Now we are choosing it. Now we are supported in that in more ways than ever before. And that is what we are gifted with as we move into 2013. I had this idea for the show, and then I was told that we need to connect it to 2013 because 2013 is going to be here soon enough, but that's just in linear time. In many ways, we're already within that energy. It's already begun. We're already living there because we're getting past the 2012 buildup, the 2012 endings as well, and we're transferring over into new energetic expressions. Okay, and this is where I'm feeling the message coming through. So I'm just going to ground my feet here and take a deep breath. Okay, and I'm feeling these beings of light, and I'm feeling them as, like I mentioned at the top of the show, they're an energetic entity that is very tall and skinny, and I'm actually seeing them levitating above the ground. So they're not, it's not like they have feet, they're not touching the ground, but they're showing up. Oh, this is so cool. They're showing up as butterflies, as long, tall, 8-foot butterflies, and the wings are flapping, and they're a little bit transparent, and there's just that vibrant energy. You know, when you see a butterfly's wings moving back and forth, sustaining them and keeping them in place. That's what I'm seeing. And I'm feeling like 5 of them, and then behind them, another row. Okay. The ability to live from a fifth dimensional energetic space is a gift. It is a gift of light that you hold, that you choose, that your soul is imprinted with. It is no coincidence that you are listening to this message as a reminder of what you already know in your soul. It is a reminder that you have the capability to further your journey and move into this new energetic state that you want to live from. And this new energetic state that you are referring to as the fifth dimension is yet another beginning and yet another portal for you to move through, because some of you will continue on your journeys and move into higher dimensional expression. Those listening to this message understand that everything that is possible at this time requires your heart consciousness to be fully activated and alert. It requires higher levels of trust in yourself, of faith in yourself, forgiveness in yourself. It requires the release of energies that no longer serve you by your choice. Your power is always within you. It is not outside of you. It is not someone else. It is you. You are the powerful ones. You are the ones who are here to create the life of your dreams. And you wanted to do that in a new energetic space. Many have focused on creating the life of their dreams within the third dimensional boundaries. And this is beautiful, and this is allowed, and it is accepted in a way that supports those choices. But there are more choices. The third dimensional experience has limitations. It exists in a polarity of energies that very few are able to successfully balance. Look at your work life, look at your relationships, look at where you give your energies daily. Many are experiencing weariness from too much time in a workplace. Many feel exhausted from relationships that no longer feed them. The third dimensional experience has played an important role in what you wanted to do. But you knew there would be another way. You knew you could experience and have your dreams come true by your own making. This is about the power that you harness and encapsulate in your lives daily that you are just beginning to unlock. Some of you have been working with these energies for a while, and you have been put on pause because the collective consciousness has had an intense focus on the Mayan calendar and the ending of timelines. Some of you could only start creating and living your lives in 2013. You set it up that way. You set it up to have a bridge of time where you could move between the 3D experience into higher expressions in a way that not only benefited you, but worked with humanity's energy. You are the bridgers. You are creating the new way. You are pioneers and leading the energy forward. As you move into 2013, it is more important than ever to be very clear on what you want. What do you want? What do you want? You know these answers. You are simply remembering them, and you are listening to yourselves with new ears. You are seeing that you've always had answers, but you allowed yourself to put those answers on pause. There is no judgment around your choices. There is no right or wrong way to experience yourself. So honor that you put some of your dreams on pause in order to bridge this energy, that you can move from this experience into another experience with a collective group. You can judge yourselves, but we ask you to consider another way. Love yourselves, respect yourselves, honor your choices. If you are experiencing chaos in your world right now, because you set it up that this chaos would be your focal point opportunity, your opportunity to prioritize what you want. What do you want? the ability to create your dreams will be supported in incredible new ways, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, and beyond. You are starting a new chapter, and in fact, many of you are starting new books. When you are operating from your heart consciousness, so much more is possible. So many deeper experiences exist for you, and so many deeper dreams will be created because you are living from that place of deeper creation. Trust yourselves. Write down what you want. Document it in some way. Keep it in a place where you are reminded of your priorities. Your dreams are who you are. Not a title, not a descriptor. Your dreams are an energetic force that you hold and that benefit humanity. Everything that you want in your life is ultimately a gift to others who want to live their dreams. When you create your dreams, you are expanding the energy of that life force on the planet. When you go for your dreams, you are setting a path that allows others to go for their dreams too. It is a gift you offer. This is part of your energetic state. This is part of why you are here. This is who you are. This is who you are growing into. We ask that you honor yourselves and love yourselves. We ask that you remember that you have so much to offer in your unique way, and that your beautiful, beautiful light is supported. We have decided to show up as butterflies to remind you of your existence as butterflies, that you are emerging from a cocoon of your own creating, your own creation, to experience yourselves in new ways and to fly with wings that are more durable and strong than you've known before. Look for butterflies in your life as a reminder of you and your emergence. Look for ways that you can continue to expand your heart conscious energy and trust that you are always divinely supported and guided, that you have many resources available to you, and that the timelines you are working with are special and tailored for your needs. Okay, I'm feeling completion around that. I'm going to take just a quick drink of water. Okay, towards the end of that, I felt that the different butterflies that I was initially seeing, I felt them all merge into one, I want to say gigantic, butterfly of light, and I saw it rise up, and it was a really beautiful, it was all colors. It was purples and blues and pinks and yellows and oranges. It was like it incorporated every chakra color, but then the middle of the butterfly's body was green with a pink head, which was the heart chakra. Oh, I just love that. That's really, really lovely. Okay. I am regrounding myself here. I am going to take one more breath and move into the astrology. And, you know, what's very cool about the astrology is that it is going to reiterate these themes of emergence. Because this solar eclipse is a new moon in Scorpio. Scorpio energy is about transformation. It's about empowerment and purification. Scorpio energy is also associated with death and rebirth. We all have Scorpio energy within us. We all have this energy to work with. Now, if you are a Scorpio, you may be feeling it more strongly. If the eclipse is working with an important area of your chart, such as your ascendant, your sun, your midheaven, or your moon, particularly, you might feel this even more strongly. So let me get into some of the particulars here. This solar eclipse of November 13th is at 22 degrees of Scorpio. If you have your chart in front of you, you want to look at your chart and find the glyph for Scorpio. I put that image on the Blog Talk Radio slideshow so you can see what it looks like, okay? So you want to find 22 degrees of Scorpio in your astrology chart. A solar eclipse is a new moon, and it's about initiation, beginnings. It's an insurgence of fresh energy. So we're going to look at where that shows up for you in what area of your life. Solar eclipse energy happens twice a year. The last one was in May 20th. And that one was in, I believe it was in Gemini. So this is much different energy. This is in Scorpio. And so there's a lot of intensity here. Okay, this is about a passion, obsession. Where do you go to look at your own psyche? It's the subconscious. It's what lies underneath. And so this solar eclipse is combining all of these different factors to create an insurgence of fresh levels of self-empowerment that will require some type of death or transformation. It's that releasing and exfoliating energy. So if you have strong Scorpio energy, you might feel that as a part of your life is being removed. It's like a snake removing its outer layer of skin so that a fresh layer can be revealed. Eclipse energy is often unexpected. It is it brings in revelations, breakthroughs, sometimes breakdowns and chaos. Depending on how you work with change or how you work with these new beginnings or how conscious you've been in some areas of your life, there's just so many ways to experience eclipse energy. But I see it as it's giving us some type of catapulting energy in our lives, okay? And this is where we can determine what area of our life is ready for that transformation. We are always evolving, we are always expanding, and that is one of the highest expressions of eclipse energy, is that it supports you in that growth. So take a look at your chart. Again, if you don't have it, you can grab it and come back later to listen to this. I'm going to talk about what it means for the solar eclipse to show up in which area of your chart, and we're going to start with the ascendant. Also on the Blog Talk Radio show, you'll see I have a visual of the houses. You can look at all 12 houses and see how they go counterclockwise. And we're going to start with the first house. Okay? If the 22 degrees of Scorpio falls on your ascendant or in your first house, this is a powerful point. This is a powerful energy. This is about your self-identity. It can include physical appearance, the way you present yourself, your identity. It's the I am energy. It's associated with how you see yourself and how you identify yourself. The eclipse in this house is powerful because it's about changing this in a very deep way. Scorpio energy goes deep, and it wants to get into the nuts and bolts, and it wants to dig in deep and get in there. And it is a water sign, and so it's also associated with deep emotions. You know, do you have buried emotions that are ready to be liberated, or some wounds, emotional wounds, that are ready to come to the surface to be acknowledged and transformed, to be healed? It's powerful stuff. So in the first house, this is about you as an individual and what part of you is ready to experience higher levels of empowerment. In the second house, this is where self-worth resides. Now, when I say self-worth, I feel the people kind of clench up a bit, like, And some people often have that a little bit of defensiveness that comes up, like, oh, I don't have self-worth issues, or no, I like myself a lot, I think I'm great. But this is deeper than that. This is about what, how you really find security and strength in who you are, how you affirm yourself, how you take care of yourself, your values, how you treat money and finances, your personal resources. So an eclipse in this energy could reveal where you are ready to experience finances and money in a new way. It could be a way to value yourself more, to look at deeper self-worth issues that might be lingering. You know, what have you not seen that's coming up to the surface? And that's going to be a theme that I'm going to keep reiterating, because Scorpio stuff is about revelation and bringing something up to be seen that you weren't aware of. So it could potentially have discomfort with it. And that's okay. The discomfort is okay. You know, we try to veer away from it or we want to avoid it, but this is why Scorpio is so valuable, is because it allows us to see that wherever we're feeling discomfort is also where we have new opportunities of understanding ourselves better. Scorpio is a psychologist. It's a detective. It's let's get in there and figure it out. Moving into the third house, if Scorpio is in your... If the eclipse in Scorpio is in your third house, this is about your mental patterns, how you communicate. It can involve your siblings, your neighbors, short-distance travel. Any of those areas of your life could have a jolt of energy with this eclipse, where it's like you get new information all of a sudden, or you are interacting or have a new start with your siblings or with neighbors, someone in your community. It can be an insurgence of, I really need to communicate my truth. And you need to start writing a book, or you need to do something where you are expressing yourself. Again, this is a new, because it's a new moon solar eclipse, it's about a beginning. So everything here is associated with a new start. However, in order for that new start to occur, something else has to die, and that's part of the Scorpio thing, is that something is dying, and that could be an old way of thinking, old mental programming. Something else has to be removed so that you can give birth to this new energetic expression. If the eclipse is in your fourth house, this is where your roots are. It's your comfort zone, your security. It's about feelings and how you take care of yourself. It also includes family, emotional foundations, and then the literal transition or the literal expression of that, which would be your home or real estate, genealogy. It's a very strong place for your inner nurturing. An eclipse in the fourth house would bring up issues around emotional needs, around how you feel comfortable in the world, where you go for that. It could mean a change in residence, moving. It could deal with female relationships. This is associated with that as well. So you'd want to look at those areas of your life. I stated earlier in the show that eclipse energy doesn't just happen on one day. It could happen in a month. It could happen in 4 months. It could be that lightning bolt of information. So just to be aware that this is an area of your life that is probably going to experience some deep energy. Now moving into the fifth house, this is where creativity is highlighted. A solar eclipse in Scorpio in the fifth house could be revealing to you how you want to express yourself creatively in new ways. It could be about children and risk-taking. This is the area of the chart that's about pleasure, giving love, receiving love, playing and fun. The Scorpio energy, though, is deep. So there could be some big revelations around how you limit your creativity or where you want to go deeper with it. could be about a new passion you discover, a new way you want to express yourself. It also could include something about your children and their development or their something with their journey. Now we move into the sixth house, and this is the house associated with service and work, with responsibilities. It's associated with physical health, your training, your diet, hygiene. Pets are also in this house. And this is where you want to be of service, to help a bigger picture, to support. This could also be about a change in relationships within the work dynamic. It could be about how you are taking care of your body and if there's any underlying health issues or a new training regime you want to start, a new way to serve, a new way to support, a new way to find a daily passion. Scorpio energy in the sixth house has an intensity around work. It really has a passion for getting the job done, for daily routine, for follow through. So you could feel an insurgence of energy around new projects, or you could find that something no longer serves you and it's ready to end, and you're looking for a new start in your work life. Now we move up into the seventh house, and this is the part of the chart where we move into the outer expression of energy, and it involves other people. The first six houses focus on your inner world. The next six houses involve your outer world, and so how you relate to people. This means that eclipse energy could be experienced from somebody else. So as we're going into the seventh house, this is the house of relationships, personal commitments and cooperation. There's legalities associated here, negotiations, contracts, sharing, the give and take between you and me, the we. And so an eclipse in your seventh house could be about changes in relationships. In Scorpio, this is significant. It could be that you are feeling that a relationship is complete and you just know it, or you're ready to move forward to try something new. It could be that somebody else comes into your life and is a catalyst of this eclipse energy. Okay, it could be a partner. It could be a business associate or a business partner. It could be something that happens within negotiations. So in this house, it usually involves other people who either are affecting you or you are affecting them. And because it is in Scorpio, it's going to bring up the deeper stuff. It's not light energy. It's deeper stuff. So this would mean that you are ready on a soul level to elevate and transfer or transform a part of yourself into a higher expression within relationships. Now we move into the eighth house. The eighth house is ruled by Scorpio. If you have an eclipse in the eighth house in Scorpio, you could feel this very deeply. You could feel this on psychological levels. There's emotional depth here. This is where shared resources are highlighted, and that could be money you share with other people, values you share with other people. It could be something like insurance or taxes. It's also related to taboos and the stuff we keep hidden from others. It's a private world thing, and so an eclipse in this house can be deep. And it could be something where you feel the need to talk about it with other people, to share your experiences. It could be a change in your partner's resources. It could be a change in your transformation process where you just all of a sudden feel that you need to do something new or different, that you need to explore psychology or explore a deeper science to get answers. A new passion could be ignited. And you want to share that with others. This also relates to sexuality. Sexuality being an expression of this deeper part of our human selves and wanting to connect with someone. So in the eighth house, there's a need to connect and share with other people on some level. And like I said, it isn't light. It's a deeper, it's going into who you really are kind of a thing. And it could even be that you feel that you just need to talk with someone more regularly, like a counselor or a psychologist, to help you move forward or to figure out and get some answers. It's that kind of energy where you want to share and talk about deep issues. Then we move into the ninth house. If you have an eclipse in Scorpio in the ninth house, this could be an opportunity to look at your belief systems in a deeper way and to look at how they are working for you or not working for you. Maybe you feel the need to explore and expand what you think, or that you feel a passion to discover more about the world. This house is associated with adventure, with long-distance travel, with law, internationalism, publishing, religion. It's higher education, higher thoughts, and it's about looking at something from a broader perspective. You might feel the need to just hop on a plane and go somewhere new and really study it and dig in deep. It could be that you're looking for a new passion around what other people believe and why do they think that or why do they believe that. You could feel it in yourself where you look at some of the beliefs you've held for a very long time and you're evaluating whether or not those still fit you and where you are right now on your journey. So this is where you take what is personal and you bring it to your personal beliefs and you're looking at them in a deeper way and you may feel the urge to transform them or that it just doesn't matter to you anymore. It could be that you've been associated with a certain practice or community or religion or spiritual practice for a while and you just decide that doesn't work for me anymore. I need something else, something that connects with me more. That could be a part of this eclipse energy. As I said, eclipse energy can show up in so many ways that it does depend on more parts of your chart than just what I'm going through, but this is going to help you get an idea of some of the themes. Now we move into the 10th house, which is about your career. And it's associated with how you present yourself in the world around status, rewards, recognition, what your role is in the community, how you are looked up to, your career, and authority figures as well. An eclipse in the 10th house can mean a big change in your career because of an authority figure or the organization making changes. It could mean that you find that what you've been doing and focusing on no longer serves you and you're ready for a new passion in your career. It is associated with how we are acknowledged and how we view success. You could decide that you're ready for something more, ready for something bigger, that what you've been doing no longer fits you, that you want to be outside any box and do a new purpose in the world. This can also be about getting in touch with your own personal authority more and using that as your inner guide. The 10th house, though, often involves an authority figure or a change in the organization or something happening that takes you forward in your career in some manner. And it could be through the loss of a job, which would be the death, but that's only for your highest good because that means that job is no longer right for you and you're ready for that next phase of your journey. Remember, this energy is about new starts. Okay? Then we move into the 11th house. An eclipse of Scorpio in the 11th house is about new passion for life dreams. This is the house of dreams and wishes and bigger goals. It's also associated with social relationships, networking, acquaintances, friendships, humanity. It's associated with group activities. So you might feel the need to associate with a new group of people or to be complete with a group of people that no longer fits you. It's change. You know, eclipses are about change, so things have to shift. And with the Scorpio stuff, it's taking us into a deeper place of empowerment and truth. So if you feel that certain friendships are done or that they've played their role and now maybe those friendships become acquaintances or what you, your dreams, maybe you get that lightning bolt of inspiration for a new dream, and you see how some other dreams are complete or expired or no longer fit you. There's a death and rebirth here, and so it's about letting one thing go so that something that fits you better can come into play. And now we move into the 12th house. The 12th house is associated with our private matters, what's in our subconscious, what we keep personal and hidden from view. It's related to idealism, spirituality. It can involve our internal transformation. It includes our dream state, the dreams that we have in our subconscious layers. There's a review process here, and it's a private, I think of it as a sacred house. It's what we keep for ourselves, but it's also how we connect to others, because there's an element of compassion with the 12th house and the we are one ideology. And so an eclipse in the 12th house means that you can have some real breakthroughs in your spiritual journey, on your path. You could feel that your dreams are more intense and deeper. The 12th house is also about secrets and private matters. So anything you've been keeping hidden that is not in your highest and best good can be revealed. And that doesn't mean it has to be like a scary thing. It just means that there's parts of you that are ready to be released and let go of. And this is again a personal area of your life where something is ready to transform, to have that death and rebirth process. You can have a new start that matches you and where you are now. And I feel this energy. It's emotional. It could be an emotional process that you're working through. It could be that you're drawn to water much more. It could be happening in your subconscious. This is a great time to be creative and to have the private space for your own creative expression or to tap into some of your dreams and those messages. It's great for doing more meditations. Your meditations can be incredibly powerful with this eclipse energy in your 12th house. And as I said, there's many ways this can show up. It does depend on what area of your chart is being affected and some other factors. But I wanted to just point out where you could be feeling this recent eclipse so that you'll know that this area of your life is either changing or going to be changing. Okay? It's about moving you forward on your journey so that you can continue to be the best you as possible. And that's how I see these eclipses. Now, the next eclipse is a lunar eclipse on November 28th, and it's at 6 degrees of Gemini. We're going to talk about that in another show, and that would be in a different area of your chart. So we're going to go through that. And these eclipses always happen in pairs, and that's divine. That's divine because our energies are always moving and transforming. And these energies are going to continue to help you on your journey. I know that some people think of eclipses as being something outside of their control, but I don't see it that way. It's always in your control. So direct your energetic intentions in a way that makes you feel powerful. And remember, you want to come back to that heart consciousness that's inside of you, that heart consciousness core, and connect that energy with your solar eclipse experience, and it's only going to be that much more empowering. Oh, yes, I feel it strongly. In fact, I'm feeling it for many people right now, just clients and those that are listening. So we're almost out of time. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your energetic presence. Next week, we have another show that I hope you can join us for every Wednesday or listen whenever it's convenient for you. Thank you so much for being here. And reach out to me on Facebook or through the website if you have any questions. I'm happy to interact with anyone who has anything that comes up during these sessions. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon. Namaste. This is my mom.
Alive, alive. I wish that I could.